15% of the Iranian missiles are getting through Israeli-U.S. air defenses, says Israel's ambassador to the U.S., Michael Leiter, on Israel's intent.
The idea is to neutralize and terminate the Iranian intention of destroying Israel through nuclear weapons and through ballistic missiles. And anybody who gets in the way of that or who is actually advancing that cause of destroying Israel is obviously somebody we're going to have to deal with.
Law enforcement officers searching an area in Sibley County outside Minneapolis for the suspected shooter of Minnesota lawmakers. Sources say they found a vehicle and personal items that may be connected. One person's dead, at least 11 others wounded by gunfire in a neighborhood overnight, say police in Elkhart, Indiana. This is ABC News. More on the Minnesota shootings from ABC's Faith Abube in Brooklyn Park.
Governor Tim Walz calling the deadly shooting politically motivated.
Speaker Hortman was someone who served the people of Minnesota with grace, compassion, humor, and a sense of service. She was a formidable public servant, a fixture and a giant in Minnesota.
Authorities now naming 57-year-old Vance Bolter as the suspect. Investigators say he was dressed as an officer, wearing a vest, a badge, and a taser, and was driving an SUV with police lights.
An issue over whether a man lied to get on the jury at the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. ABC News legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
Xavier Donaldson, the defense attorney, led the argument that he should still maintain his position on the jury. The judge made a decision and then came back and said, you know what, we'll think about it. So Monday morning, we'll find out the determination of whether or not he's on the jury or juror number 13 takes his place.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. At the Capitol, a bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools. The bill is unlikely to be signed by Governor Tony Evers if it makes it through the legislature. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
The State Department announced plans to revoke some visas for students from China and Hong Kong. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said they would be revoking these visas aggressively. On top of that, the department plans to further scrutinize incoming student visa applications from China and Hong Kong, too. This is all part of escalating tensions between the Trump administration and China. Now, UW-Madison officials say they're deeply concerned about the impact this will have on their Chinese students. Almost half of the international students at UW-Madison are from China. There are 3,400 of them in the student body. UW leaders directed Chinese students to immigration resources. This comes, of course, after the administration revoked the visas of dozens of Wisconsin students earlier this year before reversing course. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would create a pilot program for the use of virtual reality technology in schools. Under the pilot program, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction would select one urban, one suburban, and one rural school district and distribute 3,200 VR headsets to 16,000 students. The goal is to use the headsets to get those students more engaged in math lessons. Similar programs in other states have seen success with using virtual reality technology to improve math scores. Newly proposed legislation in Wisconsin would allocate $30 million to schools across the state to improve security measures. Under the bill, each school would receive a maximum grant funding award of $20,000 for things like shatter-resistant glass, reinforced doors, cameras, and security training for staff members. The grant funding would be distributed in addition to funding set aside in previous legislation that created a $100 million grant program for safety improvements, as well as the Wisconsin Office of School Safety. America's leading research universities have played a critical role in the country's economic development, national defense, and social mobility dating back to World War II. Federal government investments in students and research and development was a significant driver of this global preeminence and national impact. But the attitude towards universities has changed, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for higher education. What is the current attitude of the American public towards higher education, and how might that be affecting federal policy proposals? Historically, what has been the relationship between the federal government and universities, and why is it important? And finally, what could this all mean for UW-Madison? Join the Wisconsin Foundation and Alumni Association's Mike Netter on Tuesday night at 7. The UW Now live stream will feature a live discussion with UW experts who will answer these questions and offer their insights on the relationship between the federal government and higher education. To watch live and chat with guests, please register at uwevents.com and select the UW Now Livestream Research Universities Perception and Policy. You'll be sent to a link to watch the program. If you can't tune in on the night of the show, you'll be sent a link to the recorded version following the event. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, in cooperation with the United States Forest Service, will begin mating disruptor treatments for spongy moth this month in 7 western Wisconsin counties as a part of the National Slow the Spread program. Residents in the affected areas can expect loud, low-flying planes as early as sunrise on selected mornings. In June and July, small yellow planes will fly low to apply spongy moth pheromone or mating disruptor to treetops in selected areas in Barron, Buffalo, Dunn, Grant, Lafayette, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Rather than killing moths, mating disruptors release a female spongy moth pheromone that makes it difficult for male moths to find females, thereby preventing reproduction. The treatments are organic, biodegradable, and are not harmful to people, bees, pets, or other animals. Treatment timing depends on spongy moth development and favorable weather conditions, so exact treatment dates cannot be predicted far in advance. On treatment days, planes begin spraying as early as sunrise, flying just above treetops over treatment sites. Aerial applications continue until they are complete or as long as weather conditions remain favorable. During its caterpillar stage, can defoliate many kinds of trees and shrubs, leading to plant stress and potential mortality. Possible financial impacts on this invasive plant pest can include the removal of nuisance caterpillars or dead trees and loss of property value in defoliated areas. In addition, spongy moth caterpillars shed their skin often, and these bristly skins can irritate the eyes, skin, and respiratory systems of humans. Receive up-to-date information on treatment plans by signing up for email updates, calling the toll-free Spongy Moth Hotline at 800-642-MOTH, emailing questions to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov, or following DatCap's social media. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. There are no vital statistics to report at this time.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to have showers and storms lingering in parts of the area as we get into later tonight. Mostly cloudy skies will be expected, and then we are going to have a bit of a break. Otherwise, we're going to have more showers and thunderstorms developing after midnight. Temperatures will be dropping down to the low 60s for overnight lows. Winds will be on the calm side. Going into Monday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Warmer temperatures and humid conditions, showers and storms are expected to be periodic through the day. Better chances are expected later on afternoon. Some storms could be severe. We're looking at highs hitting the mid-80s, winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Lows are going to be relatively warm and it's going to be feeling humid as well. Only hitting the mid to upper 60s for lows. Winds from the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into Tuesday, we're looking at mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the region. Some of these storms could be strong and more than an inch of rain is possible with heavier amounts in the later afternoon and evening hours. Highs in the mid-80s and winds from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms likely. Another half inch of rain is possible to be added. Highs hitting the upper 70s to low 80s. Thursday, partly cloudy skies, some lingering showers and storms in the early morning. Otherwise, it'll be clearing out as we head into later on in the day. Highs hitting the low to mid 80s. Ending the week on Friday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and then a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. More later in the day, we're looking at warmer temperatures and more humid conditions. Highs in the mid 80s. Saturday, as we start off next weekend, early morning showers and storms are possible and then decreasing clouds. It's going to be much warmer and once again humid, highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradrick for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now in Richland Center, it is currently 69 degrees and cloudy. Winds right now are in the northwest, up to 3 miles per hour. Barometer is currently at 30.15. We got 71 hundredths of inches of rain today. And taking a look at today's high was 69 degrees. Today's morning low was 62 degrees. The record high was 99 degrees in 1987, and the record low was 38 degrees in 1969. Last year's high was 78 degrees, and last year's low was 57 degrees. Sunset today will take place at 8:44. Meanwhile, the sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21 a.m. The most of the rain that we got today, the 49th hundredths of rain, were between 4:15 and 4:30 a.m. That was a look at your weather statistics.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
The Muscadet Mudcats and the Arena Aces played against each other in Hometown League Baseball today. The Aces defeated the Mudcats 2-0, and here's Phil Nee Moore with the report.
The league-leading Arena Aces picked up a 2-0 victory against the Muscadet Mudcats. Eli Ault went the distance, going all 9 innings, striking out 10 and walking just 1 and yielding 4 Muscadet hits. The Mudcats, on the other side, a tough luck loss for Alex Meister, who struck out 5, did not walk a batter, and gave up 8 hits. Leading hitters Jimmy Jennings had a 3-for-4 day. He scored the opening run of the game. Also 2-for-3 for Alan Spurley and Trey Schulte. Zach Cady had a 1-for-3 afternoon. For Muscadet, 2-for-4 for Matthew Cartwright. Landon Hazley and Keegan Ramirez each had hits as well. The Mudcats fall to 1-4. They'll be in Dodgeville next week. Arena will be taking on Blanchardville for its next game. The Aces now 5-0 with their victory, led by Eli Ault, a 9-inning complete game victory. And the final score, 2-0, Arena over Muscadet. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.
In other action in Hometown League Baseball, one other score report, Salzburg Benton has defeated Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 6-2. Meanwhile, from hometown league baseball to now the major leagues. For the Brewers, Christian Yelich homered and Trevor McGill escaped a jam in the ninth inning, sending the Milwaukee Brewers to a 3-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in the finale of a four-game series. Drew Avins and Sal Frelick each drove in a run for the Milwaukee, which won for the fourth time in six games. Yelich had three hits, and Caleb Durbin went 2-for-3. Ivan Herrera hit his eighth homer for St. Louis with two out in the eighth inning. Wilson Contreras also drove in a run. The Brewers would win that one 3-2. Other action in the MLB, the Reds defeat the Tigers 8-4. The Red Sox defeat the Yankees 2-0. The Rockies over the Braves 10-1. The Orioles defeat the Angels 11-2. The Marlins beat the Nationals 3-1. The Phillies handled the Blue Jays 11-4. Rays shut out the Mets 9-0. The Athletics over the Royals 3-2. The Astros over the Twins 2-1 in 10 innings. The Cubs defeat the Pirates 3-2 in 10 innings. The Rangers defeat the White Sox 2-1. The Mariners defeat the Guardians 6-0. And the Padres are currently up on the Diamondbacks 6-2 in the 8th inning. And the Giants and Dodgers have yet to play. They will start at 6-10. In other national news, the Orlando Magic have acquired Desmond Bane from Memphis in a deal that sends Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, and draft capital to the Grizzlies. Memphis gets four first-round picks, one this year, another in 2026, then others in 2028 and 2030. The deal also includes the option for pick swap in 2029. Bane averaged 19.2 points this season for the Grizzlies. He would figure to be an upgrade for a Magic team that has made the playoffs in each of the last two seasons, but has sought more shooting to pair with Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Coach Chris Knobloch is not sure whether Stuart Skinner or Kelvin Pickard will start in goal for the Edmonton Oilers when they face elimination in Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final against the Florida Panthers. The defending champion Panthers have no such uncertainty at the most important position in hockey. Sergei Bobrovsky has been in net for 63 playoff games in a row going back to the first round in 2023, and Tuesday night is expected to be a 64th. That consistency is a big reason Florida is on the cusp of a second consecutive title, while Edmonton stares down another summer of questions. In the NBA now, Indiana coach Rick Carlisle offered an impassioned and somewhat unprompted defense of referee Scott Foster on Sunday, evidently aware of the mountains of online criticism that came after Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Foster was one of the three on-court referees assigned to Game 4, which had more fouls called and more free throws awarded than any of the three previous games in the series. Foster, who has long been a lightning rod for critics, did not work any of those first three games. The ratings are down for these NBA Finals, as was expected. Oklahoma City versus Indiana is a small market series, and the numbers reflect exactly that, with viewership down about 20% from last season and on pace for the poorest TV turnout since the bubble finals in 2020. Don't blame the Thunder and Pacers for that. It's been a back and forth over the first four games, and now a best of three will decide the NBA title. Game 5 is in Oklahoma City on Monday night, with the Thunder trying to take their first lead of the series and the Pacers trying to head back home one win from a championship. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Michael Hernan.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO. Was it July? Was it August? Was the sand white or gold? Were the waves a little cold? I don't remember. Was the sky powder blue or sailor red? You were there and I forget the rest. That bottle we were drinking, was it whiskey, was it rum? When did the band stop playing? Was it midnight, was it one? Was it wailing on Van Halen? A little red Corvette. You were there and I forget the rest. Memories come and go, girl, but you don't. Colors run in the rain and the tide rolls. All I know is you were there. And maybe I'm a little fuzzy on the details. You're the only part of the story.
Every single morning follows me downstairs.
breathing, every single drop of air that I'm breathing. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with all the love you left me? All the love you left me. It can't hold me, it don't kiss me, but in these sheets it lays down with me. All the love you left me. You left me, left me, left me, left me. Burn it, box it up and send it like the shirt you left behind. What am I supposed to do with? What am I supposed to do with all the love you left me? Yeah, all the love you left me.
It's a song about a girl that goes like this, all in white. guitar. It's a song about a girl.
Fights. They stand there in line saying nothing at all. They sure damn know why I've been crashing this bar. The band keeps on playing some Jones and some Stray. As I keep on knocking your memories away, the sight of you leaving ain't leaving my mind. I'm stuck on you, baby, I'm stuck on rewind. If barstools could cry, you know sorry. If barstools could cry, I wouldn't be so lonely. If barstools could cry, a river up tonight, I'd sail to your front porch and turn on your lights. If barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry, we'd have a story. If barstools could cry and feel all that we feel, the tears would have warned me your goodbye. Barstools could cry. They were standing right here when you walked out the door. I was too young, too dumb to know you wanted more. More than a weekend, a boyfriend, a night. I thought you'd be waiting for me all my life. Barstools could cry, you know. Sorry, if barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry,
wish I had a car
wish I had a dog. Sailor in the park with a puppy on a string, looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. Norma Jean Riley's gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. All to learn to dance with the hottest moves and the latest styles. Get her on the dance floor and after a while you see Norma Jean Riley's gonna dance with me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna notice me. Write a song, sing about her hair, her lips, and her eyes. Bring her to tears with my heartfelt honesty. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. I say, watch and see. Norma Jean Riley's gonna fall for me. Everybody says,
now and then I get a little lost. My strings all get tangled, my wires all get crossed. Every now and then I'm right upon the edge, dangling my toes out over the ledge. I just thank God you're here. Shot out of a gun, 'cause when I'm a firecracker coming undone, when I'm a fugitive ready to run, all wild-eyed and crazy, no matter where my reckless soul takes me, baby, you save me. Got a gypsy soul, I don't know how you do it, I'm not sure how you know. A perfect thing to save me from myself. You're the angel that believes in me like nobody else, and I thank God you do. No matter where my reckless soul takes me,
about boys growing up. And the junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. When the girls become women, they don't waste any time. While we're playing in the dirt, they're just rolling their eyes. They still keep on falling for boys growing up. Toys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground. You know a man's gotta be tough, but don't mind us. We're just boys growing up. A lot of broken hearts get blamed on boys growing up. Jesus a lot about their boys growing up. The junkyard's still doing a lot of business from boys growing up. Toys get faster, drinks get stronger, skin gets thicker and the shadows get longer. We're still falling down, learning how to pick yourself up off the ground. No man's gotta be tough.
Ned Ladeau with Boys Growing Up here on WRCO 100.9 FM. So that'll do it for me today. This is Michael Herring live from WRCO Studio signing off for the day after a long day today of reporting sports and doing all that stuff. So thank you for sticking around, but don't worry. At the top of the hour, we're going to be taking a trip back in time to some old country led by Bo Hendricks. So yeah, that will go from 6 until midnight. 6 hours of classic country. Last night was just classic music in general with Phil Nee on Those Were the Days. Tonight, we got some old country with Bo Hendricks tonight. Again, that's from 6 to midnight. Old country at the top of the hour. Right now in Mitchell Center, it's currently 68 degrees.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
100.9 WRCO. I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning to yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much of something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your freak show, knock yourself out and hit a new.
You know that rumor's always turning to yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way I'm driving. You know,
I know, and
I'ma take the high road.
Maybe get gone, have a little too much, something terrible. I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need to take you to your free show and knock yourself out and get a new.
Take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
ain't lived forever, but I've lived enough. And I've learned to be gentle, and I've learned to be tough. I found only two things that last till the end. One is your heroes, the other's your friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends. I grew up with cowboys I watched on TV. My friends and I sometimes pretended to be. Years have gone by, but now and again, my heart rides the range with my heroes and friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. How it goes with heroes and friends. That's how it goes with heroes and
WRCO 100.9.